And we wanted to say, it depended upon which one is worse, Karis? Or a piece of redemption mine.
Okay. Alimalei Karis. Originally, Karis is more chomer than Misa Deshamayim. We'll say Alimalei Misa Deshamayim. V'yamalei ha-v'yamalei ha-chikama v'yamalei ha-chikama. And this is what he means to say. Loi, loi. Loi, don't tell me the following. Im amarta b'shar mitzvahis. If we go to shar mitzvahis, shekein loi chai b'ha misa. B'pachas mikazayis. When it comes to shar mitzvahis, it's shekein loi chai b'ha misa b'pachas mikazayis. Toima b'mi'ila. Oh, so mainly you can't compare the case of Mi'ila to Shar Mitzvah. So a person has benefit from the property of the Beis HaMikdash, and his benefit is less than the value of a Shava Pruta, less than a Pruta. I'm sorry, less than a Kazayis. Less than a Kazayis. Chayiv. The din of Mi'ila is not totally in a Kazayis. It's totally in a Pruta, in a Pruta. Whereas Shar Averos, the chiv is totally in a kezayis. So the v'yamalei tenuach daitcha she nachto estati. This is a very beautiful expression. This is the open bracha. You give a person the bracha. Shloim, you give a bracha to the chuppah, and you say to him, "Oh, you married off my, you married my daughter. Tenuach daitcha she nachto estati. Someone takes away my child, marries a child. You good to my child. If you good to my child, you marry my daughter and you good to her. You get a blessing because a parent always wants that their child should have." Be good, be taken care of. So they get married. So you give the bracha to the Edim. Tenuach daitcha shinachto es dati. The Amalei, he gave a bracha that he gave a good answer, the shmak answer. You cannot compare the case of Mi'ila to the case of Sharat Sudim. Mi'ila is a chiv of a pruta, it's not totally in volume. Whereas Shari Sudim is totally in volume, it's not totally in Shavis. The Amalei, so he said to him, my nichusa. What's such a, why is that a good answer? Why nichus of the rabba of Rav Sheshes? The show to be nagra. Unbelievable. My nichus, it's not a good answer. It's not a good answer. You know why it's not a good answer? The rabba of Rav Sheshes show to be nagra. They banged a nail into him. What are the chances?
What's so funny?
The Gemara says that the answer is not a good answer because the Shadu be Nagra. They banged.
Narga.
They banged a nail into it. What are the chances of learning this? The Nittle. This is Pilei Ploim.
Could you just repeat this? I'm sorry. Could you just repeat
it? We'll go by. The man Shamalei the Omar.
What's that?
What
is it talking about?
No. What?
Okay, just fill me on.
The Gemara is comparing the case of Mi'ila to the case of eating chalev. When you eat chalev, there's a shear called the kezayis.
Then you chayv karas. Yeah.
When it comes to Mi'ila.
Didn't you tell me also if there's Eidus Vasral, you get Malkus as well? That's what
yes,
you said last night.
Absolutely. That's why they want to reinstitute the Bezdin, the time of the Mariberav. The Mariberav, because they wanted to reinstitute the Bezdin in order to give smicha. The Sanhedrin to give, so you can give Malkos, so people that are chayav karis can be part of me.
Reinstated. It wasn't always like that.
There's no Bezin. There's no Sanhedrin today.
Who wanted to reinstate?
The Mari Beirav, 200 years ago, in the time of the Beis Yosef, they gave him smicha. Yes.
He has a call to do that.
The Rambam says that the Gans Klal Yisrael gets together and they wanted to have a haskama to give smicha to one person, then you can bring back the smichas chachon.
They say that kind of smicha was the time of Beis Yosef. You don't have that kind of smicha.
The Rambam says that you can do this.
The Beis Yosef had a smicha going way.
No, his smicha is not a smicha of that you can give malkois. To give smicha, that's a different topic. Let's go right not now.
So a second. So just tell me very quickly.
So when it comes to Mi'ila, it's not totally in a shir kezayis. It's totally in a prut in Shavis, in a prut.
Okay.
It's not totally. So therefore, you can't compare one to the other. You cannot compare the case of Mi'ila to the case of Shor Isurin. Shor Isurin, like for example, Chelev, the Chelev, a Nevela, things like that. Nee. When it comes to achila, the she'ir achila is a kezayis.
Nee.
When it comes to being loyal behegdish, deriving benefit from hegdish, does not depend upon a kezayis. It depends upon pleasure. If you go into a restaurant and they serve you a dish that's worth $500 and you eat one morsel is a dollar. It's a dollar, even though it's not a kezayis.
We're talking about things that belongs to Beis
HaMikdash, and you derive benefit.
Even a small, minuscule amount, a tiny...
If it's worth a pruta.
Oh, it has to be worth a pruta.
But it does not have to be a kezayis.
I got it.
So therefore, you cannot compare the case of mi'ila to the case of she'ori surim, because she'ori surim depends upon the sheer kezayis.
Correct.
Mi'ila depends upon...
So what's the chiddush? How does this fit so, into
okay,
the...
Okay, it's all part of a big gemara, which I don't know myself. Nee. Let's go vayit. And anyway, the gemara says that this is not a good answer. This answer is not a good answer.
An answer of what?
This difference, this chiluk.
Oh, that's not a good answer. Why?
Answer because along came Rabbah, and Rav Sheshes, Shadu Bey Narga. They have a good experience. They were the ones who banged the nails in the Yeshu.
No, seriously, what does this mean?
It means they slugged this up.
It's an expression.
So they took an axe.
Oh, no. Narga's an axe.
You go look in the Rishonim. It means nails. You put a nail, you chopped it up, okay? They hung it up.
I think he's right. Narga means an axe.
Fine. Narga, Shadu Bey Narga.
That's an expression that they... Yes. Shadu Bey, they're the ones that what?
Shadu Bey Narga means you knocked it down. You chopped down the tree. You slugged it up. It's an expression, Ligmar. You slugged
it up. How did they slug it up?
Oh, Ligmar's going to say. Okay. Here we go. Man, Shamla Diamar, who's one that
you
says...
You can't say that distinction. Okay,
Man, Shaman, Shamla Diamar, he's the Ni'ila bin Misa. This whole difference, what are we trying to do? We're trying over here to say that Ni'ila, and the Yabu have to clarify a very important point. This is a necessary ingredient in the Sugi, which is a big part of the puzzle. Ni'ila is Misa Bidei Shamayim.
Uh-huh.
Okay, whereas the She'ori Surim is only if Kares. Nish de Zel Bazach.
Right.
Nish de Zel Bazach.
Not everything, the thing that you chayv Kares.
Right, you chayv Kares. So therefore, so the Gemara is saying this whole lungs, whatever.
What's like a misa bidei shemaim?
It's not the same. Misa bidei shemaim is not the same as Kares.
Really? Explain me the difference.
I don't know. There's a big machlokes in Masechta Kresos. The big machlokes, what is the difference? Which one is more chomer? Is
Kares more chomer? Kresos means someone that's chashom before the age of 60.
There's different types of Kares. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. The Ramban talks
very,
about it.
It's very, very complicated.
The Ramban talks about it.
And I don't think we have any clarity on what's different. There are so many opinions.
The Rabban says a lot of times people
fine,
the chametz and they
whatever. There are two different types of penalties.
There's karis that's in
Shema. The one is karis,
in the next world.
Misa, and then there's misa bidei shemayim. Whatever it means, you'll find an opinion for whatever it means.
Okay.
This world, next world, whatever it means.
Okay. Vaita.
So hezid and ni'ila b'misa. So therefore, this Gemara, we don't need to know the details.
Me.
We just need to know what's going on.
Me.
What's going on over here is we're making a distinction between ni'ila and she'ori surim. Ni'ila is misa bidei shamayim, and she'ori surim is kares.
Right.
The Gemara over here says klar, is that's not true. Zel sheker. This is nisht emes. It's not true. Ni'ila is not misa bidei shamayim. Man shamalei that his is the mi'ila b'misa. Who is the one that says that this opinion? Oh no, my battery's gonna go out soon. I only have 8% left. I'm gonna have to switch on to my phone. So Shlomi, I go off. Don't go away, Shlomi. I'll be back. B'li neder. His is the mi'ila. His is b'misa. If a person was amazed, his is the mi'ila b'misa. Who's the one that says? Hezid b'mi'ila b'misa Rebbe hi.
That means me the Shemaim.
It's Rebbe, the Tanya. Rebbe said in the Braisa, Hezid b'mi'ila, Rebbe oimer b'misa, v'chacham oimer b'ashara. The Chachamim disagree with Rebbe. A person is amazed on mi'ila. It's a loy saseh.
And he gets Malkus.
Malkus. No misa b'dei Shemaim. My time order. What's the reason for Rebbe? Amar Rebbe Avohu, gomar chet mitruma. The reason why Rebbe says when it comes to Mi'ila, there's a fee of Misa Bidei Shamayim is because Gzeira Shava. Chet Chet. Matru, it says what Chet in both places.
Matru,
Misa. Everyone agrees. There's no one who disagrees with that principle.
The Truma is Misa Bidei Shamayim.
The Shamayim will be amazed. Af Mila B'Misa. Umino. Once we make the Gzeira Shava, Umino.
The Rebbe is explaining Rebbe's Shita. Okay.
Right, Umino. So here comes the Gemara's Kasha. Here's going to be the Shodei Nag. Here's going to be with the axe. Here's going to be where we're going to knock in the nails. Here's the kasha. Umino. Ma, Chuma, just like Chuma, because I is, if the whole Makar, if the Gansu Makar, that Mi'ila is going to be, the Gansu Makar, that Mi'ila is going to be Misa B'nei Shemaim comes from Truma. We have a right to say that just like Truma B'Shir is a Kizayis, so too Mi'ila is a Shir Kizayis. So how can you go make you this whole
That's
lumnus,
according to Rabbi only.
Right. So that's we are going to Rabbi. This whole lumnus, we are working with the principle, we're working with Shudabe Naga, the principle is that there's a difference between Mi'ila and Sha'or Isurim.
Yes.
Sha'or Isurim is Bekezayis.
Yeah.
And Mi'ila is a Shavah Pruta.
Yeah.
Incorrect. The only one that says it's B'Shavah Pruta will be the Chacham who hold there's no Misa B'Dei Shemayim. You can't have both. You can't
the Chacham said there's no Misa B'Dei,
but there's going to be, then there's going to be a Pruta. Then there's no Din Kezayis. You can't have
but
both.
But according to Rabbi, it was Misa B'Dei Shemayim.
Oh, because what's the whole Makar that Misa B'Dei Shemayim? The Makar Misa Shemayim comes from Truma. If you're making the Gzeri Shavah is no, you can't make Gzeri Shavah halfway. You can't
so
go,
just like Truma's Misa B'Dei Shemayim, and it has to be Exias.
Right. So once we're learning from Truma,
so Truma has to be Exias.
Exactly.
I see.
You can't only bang in one hand. You got to bang them both.
Okay.
Vaita. You have both. Completely. Af Mila Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Af Machu B'Gzais. Af Mila B'Gzais.
Yeah.
Gumas Rapapa. Rapapa Kimung Nesakasha. Mimai. Drebi Kerabon Sriule. Dilma Kerabon Shol Sriule. Who says? Whoever told you the Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan?
We don't like the Rabbanan. He argues with the Rabbanan.
No, so it's a different Rabbanan. Let's read one more word. My time, what do you mean? Rabbanan means my Rebbe. Look over here, Rashi. It means the Rabbanan of Truma. Truma.
Oh, I see.
Everyone agrees that Rebbe is making Gzeres Shavah from. Everyone agrees that Rebbe is making Gzeres Shavah from Mi'ila to Truma.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. What is the halacha by Truma? You're saying by Truma, there's going to be a din of a kezayis.
Yeah.
Who says? Look at the Rashi. Rashi, I can't fall down. Mimai the Rebbe b'Truma k'rabban depligal ad b'shol suyulei the bo kezayis b'Truma dilma k'ab b'shol suyulei v'shapi motzil melech mila misa b'mila. We can learn misa mila dihi b'shol pruta b'Truma afilu pachas b'kezayis. Back in business. What was your kasha?
Nee.
Your kasha was how do you know there's going to be misa b'dei shemayim by mi'ila? So the answer was a gzeres shavah to Truma.
Yeah.
So that was a catch 22. Because once we go to Truma, then you got to be consistent. You have to say that Truma is a kezayis.
Yeah.
So Truma is a kezayis. Wait a minute. Whoever told you that Truma is b'kezayis? Mm-hmm. Who told you that? Maybe Truma is a pruta.
Uh-huh.
Who says Truma is a pruta? Abba Shaul.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So maybe when Rebbe makes the gzeres shavah to Truma, Rebbe holds like Abba Shaul that Truma is a pruta. So that's perfect.
And Abba Shaul would also hold it's
irrelevant what he holds. All we need, everyone agrees that Truma.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it.
So therefore, let's go make Abba Shaul right in the Gemara. So mask if Laro, mask if Marba, my did Rabbi Karmel to the Abba Shaul to the Amma Yesh Bob Shaul Pruta. Ah, for God's sake, because
so then it's very good.
We're back in business.
Yeah.
So the Gemara is, the Gemara, you can't do that. The Abba Shaul, Tartar boy, Nisht MS. He holds you need both. Now, what do you need both? Rashi, Abba Shaul says you need Tarte boy.
What? There's no Rashi there.
What? You need what? Oh, you need Pruta and a Kezayis. When Abba Shaul says a Pruta is enough, it doesn't mean only a Pruta. A Pruta and a Kezayis.
So it has to be a Kezayis that's worth a Pruta.
Exactly. So
the debate than the previous Amid.
As we both.
The question was, is he arguing that you need also
or only one? So you need both. You need both. El Shma Mino, Hodar Be Mar Be Bre Dravina. This doesn't make any sense. Therefore, because there's no way this is going to work out. This thing is going to be, because if you're going to make this distinction, if you're going to try to make it, the distinction is not true. This distinction between Sha'ori Sudim and Mi'ila is invalid.
Yeah.
Because it's not true. Manav Shach, if you're going to hold it's going to be a din of Misa B'Dei Shemayim, that automatically demands that it be a Kezayis. The only way we're able to make this distinction was to say that you cannot compare the case of Mi'ila to Sha'ori Sudim. Sha'ori Sudim is B'Kezayis. Mi'ila is Misa B'Dei Shemayim with a Pruta. And it has to work out in the longest, in the whole sequence of events, it has to work out that Mi'ila is going to be Misa B'Dei Shemayim. There's no such thing. If you're going to tell me that Mi'ila is Misa B'Dei Shemayim, that automatically means that Mi'ila is going to need a Kezayis. And not only will it need a kazayas, it may also need a pruta, but it's certainly going to need a kazayas.
So therefore,
holding doesn't work out. Therefore, we have to go back to square one. El shma mina ha da be ma b'rid ravina period. B'rid ravina vaita.
Ha da be ma b'rid chayzer.
Ha da be ma period. Ha da be ma b'rid deravna. Oh my no, hodabe, period. El shmamino hodabe, period. You put a period there.
That means that there's no distinction.
No distinction. So now the Gemara is stuck in a hole. So we're stuck in a hole now. We're stuck in a hole.
Oh, by the way, there is a shtickle distinction. What? We show.
Because how are we going to answer the kasha? The Gemara is that we needed, we had a desperate.
Couple lines before you started today, said,
Ba'afra
Papa
Hadarbe. So he would just prove. Rabbi Papa cannot be passive. Fine. New Gemara. Mar Bered Duravna Omar Hochi Kamar. No, we have a solution. Rabbi Papa Derav Charata. We have a solution. What solution? Loi. Here we go. New Mahalach. Shol Zev.
Yeah, yeah.
New Mahalach. Loi. Emma Marta Bishar Mitzvahis. Shalai Asa Bechem.
Shema Loi. What does Loi mean?
It's an expression. Loi, don't compare, means loi, comma. Loi, comma. Don't compare A to B.
Yeah.
Im amart, why not? Why loi? Why is there no comparison between A and B?
Yeah.
Because im amart b'shar mitzvahs, if you're going to tell me the halacha is going to be true when it comes to shar mitzvahs, shli asa b'chem, why shli asa b'chem, shein mischavin ki mischavin. When it comes to shar mitzvahs, chelev, nevela, chometz, then there's no difference between shein mischavin ki mischavin. For example, he explains what he means over here. Sheim nischavin lach teches atolush v'chot teches amechubor shepoter. Shepoter. Toymar, another word of nochmol. Sheloi osa bohen, we did not make, nochmol. Sheloi osa bohen, sheim nischavin kim nischavin. There's a fundamental difference of ein nischavin. Okay, really a misasik. I'm not sure if there's a misasik or a mischavin. Here's a mischavin. What do we mean? They're not the same. When it comes to Sha'or Yisurim Shabbatorah, it comes to Shabbos, if your person has kavanah to cut down Sh'im Nischavin Lachtech Esatolush, V'chotech Esamuchubor, Shepoter.
What are we talking about cutting what?
We're giving a case of Mi'ila on Hilcha Shabbos. Hilcha Shabbos. Let's say you have a kavanah to cut, you have a cucumber on the table, right? Shabbos, because you won't have Shalosh Su'udos. And you go and you take a knife and you cut the cucumber. And then guess what? After you cut the cucumber, you realize the cucumber was really attached to the ground.
Oh.
It was on, you thought it was a cucumber that you bought in pomegranate, but really it was cutting off the ground. It was a long stem and it was on the table. And when you cut the cucumber, you cut what was mechubar. So what did this fellow just do? He was mechalel the Shabbos.
Nay.
I do the malach deraisa. Is he chayva potter? Exempt. Exempt. Why is he exempt? This is called the mesasek. When the Gemara here says the word shenim is chametz lav davka, this is called the mesasek. You don't even bring a carbon chatas. You don't even bring in this matz of a carbon chatas.
Because the chatas is only shayach.
Only shayach when you know what you're doing and you did not know that it's osur. I know what I'm doing. I know it's attached to the ground, but I didn't know that today's Shabbos.
Yeah.
I didn't know today's Shabbos.
Yeah.
Or I didn't know that you're not allowed to do this. But I know exactly what I'm doing. I know this attached to the ground.
But here he didn't know what he was doing.
I didn't even know what I'm doing altogether.
He thought he was permitted.
A person, Rachmana Litzlan, he carries on Shabbos. He comes to shul and he realizes, oy gewalt, I have in my pocket a dollar bill. You're part of a carbon. Mashiach will come, you do not bring a carbon chattas. That's called a mesasek.
That's only in Mashiach.
That's a mesasek. In Mashiach Ram Dereisa. So let's assume, if I'm not going to get into controversy over here. So you don't bring it. It's a mesasek. A mesasek, you have to know what you're doing and you have to either do, I did not know today is Shabbos, or I did not know that this activity is forbidden. So over here, you talk about it. But when it comes to Mi'ilah, let's say you have a cup of coffee. Oh, what happened? Yeah. What happened? I lost him. Where'd he go? He disappeared.
1%. Because you said you were low in battery.
I know, but I still have 1%. I should not have gone off. There's no reason why I gone off. So in the kitchen, play with the thing over here. All right, we have to switch over. Oh, I have only 4% on this. 1 second. We've got a battery power on this also. Life is all about power. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Let's plug in here. Here we go. Oh, we're plugging in.
He had in mind to one gives a chilen and it's chamim. And he kept, and he wanted to give the oiva shemuel. Like the Nashim.
No, I'm saying, why by... Why when you're
why when you're
chatting
the God Shai Khan gives a chilen gives a oyver gives a oyver and chabel to shul chilen rabba. Well, he used this.
Let's get it.